Auditions are now underway for next May's Eurovision Song Contest. Performers representing dozens of countries rely on outlandish costumes, crazy dance moves, and silly gimmicks to grab attention. That's because viewers can't always understand what they're singing.
Well, language is at the heart of another Eurovision-sponsored song contest this weekend in Italy. It's called Leet International. And as Nick Martin reports, the contest is a very serious attempt to keep some of the continent's neglected languages alive.
Aoife Scott is from Dublin, where most people speak English, but she sings in Irish. Irish is a form of Gaelic and is one of Ireland's two official languages. It's taught in schools, but it's more widely spoken in rural and coastal areas. Mostly, it's seen as a bit pointless by many young people growing up with instant connectivity to the rest of the world in English. Even Scott admits that she only began to appreciate the language once she'd left school.
When I reached 18 or 19, I realised that I was really lucky to be able to speak it. My parents have given me the opportunity to learn it. And I just realised that if I don't keep going with using the language and singing in the language and working through the language, that you'd miss something out of your life. You really miss it.
This year, she gets to sing in Irish as one of 12 finalists in the Leet Song Contest. Another finalist is the six-piece band Macanta from Scotland. Frontman Dáil Éireann writes and sings in Scottish Gaelic.
Not many people in Scotland do. They would have at one point, hundreds of years ago, but it became relatively confined to the Highlands and Islands, and I grew up in an island.
Less than 1% of Scottish school children learn Gaelic, which is different from Irish Gaelic. Dáil Éireann was born on Lewis, one of the islands that make up the Outer Hebrides.
My early years, between the ages of, 0 to 5, Gaelic was certainly a language that I was immersed in. My grandparents spoke Gaelic, we lived in the other end of the house. My parents spoke Gaelic to each other, and originally to us, but as the years went by, they started to speak English predominantly.
That kind of shift is true through much of Europe. In Udine, Italy, where this year's minority language contest is taking place, there are 800,000 residents who speak Friulan, but most of them are also fluent in Italian. Among the other languages featured this year, Asturian, spoken by about 250,000 residents of northern Spain, Vepsian, with about 6,000 native speakers in Russia's Karelia region, and West Frisian, spoken by about 500,000 people in the north of the Netherlands. In Europe alone, around 40 million people speak a minority language. UNESCO estimates that more than 2,500 languages around the world are endangered. More than 200 became extinct over the last three generations. Australian linguist Chris Mosley drew up an atlas of those most at risk. He says the onus is on young people to reject homogenisation.
You might say it's an uphill struggle or doomed to failure, because just as in nature, the laws of natural selection apply in culture too. The economically powerful languages are always the ones that win. But human beings do have the opportunity to change that if they wish.
It's more than just a noble cause. Aoife Scott says Irish is becoming cool.
They've been releasing albums with well-known performers in Ireland who usually sing in English, and they've translated their songs into the Irish language. And those albums have been massively successful. You have teenagers and kids who are learning Irish in school singing songs that are originally written in English back in Irish, because it's now becoming kind of trendy.
In Scotland, the BBC finally launched a Gaelic language TV channel in 2008. For some people, minority languages are part of their identity, something they eventually return to. Dáil Éireann spent 2 years writing his latest album in Gaelic, and he's picked one of those songs for the Leet Song Contest.
The reason it's important for me to sing in Gaelic is because I had a really personal dream in Gaelic about 2 years ago, and it was the first dream I've ever had in Gaelic. And my response to that was to start writing in Gaelic and to start singing in Gaelic. Before that, I'd gone for over a decade not speaking Gaelic as an everyday language and certainly not writing in it. And after that, having written now an album in Gaelic over these 2 years, I can't believe that it took a dream to sort of wake me up, if you like.
Organisers too hope this year's minority language contest can shake the rest of us out of our linguistic slumber. For NPR News, I'm Nick Martin in London. My een klap is een mechaldeer, my een bomst wat het vlintuig tel, en is het libben samar voort.